Good people, all I pray, give ear and listen to my ditty. A story true you now shall hear was done near London City. A drunken sot that loved the pot his folly did discover. My story mind, and you shall find it was a lisping Glover. This Glover, he loved company, did often stay out late, sir, but did not think while he did drink his wife would horn his pate, sir, and often she would lay the key so that he might get in, sir, and not make her rise out of bed. But now the game begins, sir. One night when he was tippling hard, a neighbor came to see her. She bid him not to be afraid, her husband was not near. By joint consent then toot they went, the door full fast she locked. Her husband he came presently, but the key was in her pocket. In sweet embraces there they lay, he willing was to please her. Her husband fumbling long time lay, but could not find the key, sir. This valiant man his shoulder then against the door he placed, and by his strength got in at length, but they lay both amazed. Unto the bedside then he went, and for her head he felt, sir. The neighbor was in such a sweat, he ready was to melt, sir. "Whose head is this?" the Glover said. Quoth she, "'Tis my head truly." But another he felt presently, which made him grow unruly. Unto the bed's feet then he goes, not could his passion smother, and felt two legs, two feet, and toes. At last he felt another. "Two heads," quoth he, "and three legs too. Sure thou art grown a monster." His neighbor near, surprised with fear, his very heart did pant, sir. The Glover felt forth tinder box, and for to strike a light, sir, as with the flint the steel he knocks, in middle of the night, sir, pat, pat, went something on the floor. The neighbor he was frighted, and naked stood behind the door, till the candle it was lighted. The Glover of a courage bold, "Who's there?" aloud he cried. His neighbor quaking stood in the cold, but could not be espied. "Who's there again?" quoth this stout man, but nobody made an answer. "Oh, then," quoth he, "I'll surely see who did so softly dance, sir." "Who's there again?" quoth this stout man, but nobody made answer. "Oh, then," quoth he, "I'll surely see who did so softly dance, sir." Behind the door he then espies his near and loving neighbor. "What makes you here?" the Glover cries. "I'll pay you for your labor. Neighbor, to buy a pair of gloves was all that I intended." "Oh, then," quoth he, "assuredly you now shall be befriended." His hand he fitted presently, who then did ask the price. "Sir, they're worth 2 shillings, sir," quoth he, "you cannot it deny, sir. But 'cause you are my neighbor near, I'll take but 18 pence, sir. Pay me and then my chamber clear, 'tis time to get you hence, sir." He dressed himself and away he went. For joy the glover jumped, and to his wife aloud he cries, "Your rogue I now have mumped, because he me a cuckold made. To cheat him I was willing, and 18 pence for gloves he paid that were not worth a shilling." The sixpenny cuckold did rejoice that he had cloused his neighbor, and said, "Though he be a cuckold was, he was paid well for his labor. Though some do scoff and some deride, and held it in disdain, so if I catch him by my bedside, I'll sell him gloves again, so." And you that have got wanton wives, I pray of them be wary, for they love pushing as their lives, and love a man that's hairy. For he can stoutly do the feat, and his wantonness discover, like him that put this cunning cheat upon this subtle glover.